This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
See ya.
We are at Chickie's in South Philly every Friday, and that's where we are today. Big games, big events, always better at Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. So every Friday at 3:30 during the football season, we did our game day forecast with the one and only Tornado Shapiro. Now, there's no more Eagles game days, but the people have demanded that we have Tornado Shapiro. I can't believe you have weaseled your way back onto the program.
Weather doesn't have an off season, my friend. As long as we're breathing this air, there are weather patterns you'll hear about from Tornado Shapiro. Now hit that music.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Just a beautiful week after a Super Bowl victory, both predicted by Tornado Shapiro. That's what you get from the world's most accurate forecaster. I also predicted the jealousy afterwards. The Green Bay Packers crying foul over the tush push. You know, every time you see a little success, somebody protests. They want to make a rule change. The Browns protested the number 2-point conversion.
Okay.
The 69ers protested the muff rule, the tuck rule, and Sean Landetta protested point shaving. Come on.
All right. That's not even a rule.
I was a big fan, always a big fan of the tush push. I say push it. Push it real good, just like salt and pepper taught me when I was hanging out with them in the late 80s. You know, it was me, Ike, salt, pepper, Hall, oats, meatloaf, smashing pumpkins, the cranberries, blind melon, cream, and the black-eyed peas. We all got together down at the Orange Bowl. They wanted to ban us from the buffet. It was all too much.
We Why were the black-eyed peas there in the late 80s? Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
They were children. Children
of right,
the corn.
Okay. All right.
Well, one thing got to another. We were tushing and pushing. Peaches left with salt. Pepper smashed the pumpkin. And who would have predicted? Meatloaf left with the blind melon. Who?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I remember they tried to get rid of the muff rule. That was a hairy situation. I was dating a weather gal by the name of Curly Sue Thicket. Down in Wild Bush, Kentucky, WWWWBUSH the Hedge.
Okay,
Northern Kentucky, wow. Classic rock. Come on. Well, Shirley Sue, she was pure retro. And she left the country. She got a new lease on life in South America. She became a Brazilian. Yeah, tidied herself up back in front.
Okay, all right. Next topic. Next topic.
Changing the rules is Bush, and you know it.
Oh, I said Sorry.
Pat Mahomes going to try to outlaw the Jalen Carter laughing bitch slap? Who's running this country anyway?
Yeah, you are.
Give it to you. I'm giving you a lot this week because I took off last week, but I did do a podcast, Podcast P, with old George. Sure, it was me, Ike, Master P, Dr. P, the urologist, and noted shy bladder expert Shirley B. Daly. PG quit the podcast halfway through to concentrate on basketball. Too late for that.
Yeah, it is.
All over. Some people like to change the rules. Some people like to break the rules. We had a traffic gal over at WWWBANG. She kept an ineligible man downstairs. She was a big gal. Made a lot of noise in bed. We called her Queen Laquifa.
Nope, nope, nope. Oh, no. Nope. Nope.
Oh.
Wow. Can we move it along here?
One week off.
Yeah.
A lot of people going down to Clearwater. Whenever I go down to Philly spring training in Clearwater, I always consult the former bat boy, Ruben Amaro Jr. Ruben's handled every bat in the Phillies lineup from 1980 to 2015. So we're being seated down as Frenchies. It's me, Ike, Marlon Anderson. Ruben gets stuck sitting next to Marlon. He said it was the hardest wood he's ever touched.
Okay.
God.
Yeah.
And then we run into Vicente Padilla, who's dating a peanut vendor named Anaphylactic. Now, Frenchies is right next to the bearded clam. If you strike out with the clam, you end up at the palm. Ike's been to the palm. Nothing sadder than an ex-Eagle sitting by himself at the Palm Pavilion with a handful of blue shoes.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Can you just give us the weekend forecast? This has
Clearwater
been...
Clearwater today, 76, partly cloudy, partly sunny, 50-50 shot of rain. Lakeland tomorrow with the Tigers, 79, mostly sunny, 50-50 shot of rain.
There
Sunday
you
here in Philadelphia, back down to 37 in the Arctic. It's going to be sunshine. But you know we got to have a 50-50 shot of rain bring the slicker. That's still the most accurate in the country. And by now, you should have some outro music. Hit me!
No, we do not.
No!
It's the game day forecast.
Come on, Buzz.
Famous meteorologist.
No outro.
Wait a minute.
Buzz, this is the first time you've ever done the show. He asked for the outro music. I say there isn't any. Buzz?
He's lost.
Okay.
He's not specifically even requested it.
Is it? Wait a minute. This is the first time I asked, but anyone's ever asked Buzz to talk, and he wasn't right and ready to open the mic. Unbelievable. That was
a lot.
That was truly unhinged. We can't let that guy take another week off because there was a lot of stuff in there that I'm not totally sure of. Oh, my goodness.
At least three different dates.
Yeah. Yeah, you were everywhere. You were with the Black Eyed Peas, and you were with Master P, Blind Melon, the Cranberries, Meatloaf, Hall & Oates, Salt and Pepper. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
We are talking about Myles Garrett. Diana Russini of The Athletic says that the Eagles are prepared to let some people go and potentially make a move for Myles Garrett. Would it be okay with you if the Eagles let go of Zach Bond, if it meant they got Myles Garrett? 215-592-9494. Spike in Bristol. You're on WIP. What's up, Spike?
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Spike?
Hey, Spike.
So, is it okay for a woman to ask for Ike juice?
Yes!
Oh, well, of course.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Come on.
Well, I've never asked for Ike juice before, and I felt the need.
There you go.
Anytime.
Because I'm going to tell you something, Ike. I am 100%. I 100% am in line with and agree with everything you said. And no, it is not okay with me to let Zach Bond go.
There we go.
We have to keep Zach Bond.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you that, okay, so I'll use Hughes' reasoning. Oh, the state that's been there, you know, for however many years. Listen, his shelf life is a lot less than our young guys. And we drafted well. Yep. We did. We really did. and we need to hang on to all of our guys that we can. And I hate the idea of Myles Garrett being on the Commandos, but I think we're still a formidable force with the guys that we're bringing up and the guys that we need to hang on to. That's what I have to say.
I completely agree. We still have Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. I don't care if Myles Garrett goes to the Washington Commanders.
Somebody was talking about
Jordan's always, not always had a ton of success against Myles Garrett. No offense, Jordan. Love you, buddy. But, you know.
And, you know, I think that we love Lane Johnson. I certainly do. And I love the day that he was a receiver in December and caught that sneaky little pass. But anyway, I love him, but you know that he's, you know, we don't have a lot of time with him, and we need to be thinking about what are we going to do there. So I'm just going to say Myles Garrett is pretty old.
He's 29, Spike.
Yeah,
he's like a year and a half older than Zach Bond.
But listen, it's like talking about in dog years, in football years, okay? And listen, I love the idea of having that beast on our defense. Don't get me wrong, but I think we need to see the bigger picture and keep the more guys that we did so well with. So
okay, Spike. Your vote has been registered. One Spike for and one Spike against.
Yeah. Buzz, I like this Spike.
Buzz, what about this one? Buzz, can you hop on the mic for a second there?
I'm here.
Did she tell you that her opinion was to go get Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Which she said the complete opposite.
I wrote in what she told me.
I know. It happens all the time. It's the Ike Reese effect.
We got to do something about this. I know Ike presents compelling arguments. I know he does.
But I think
they can't be that compelling.
And I think we're cooking Ike all day, honestly. I think we're doing we usually lose against Ike.
Yes.
I think we're kind of cooking today. I'm being completely honest.
I don't think so. I don't think so. First of all, I see the voting is going up, not down.
Yeah.
Has it?
So that's a clear,
oh, yeah, it has.
It's a clear indication that I'm doing the cooking around here.
I don't like this at all. I feel like the referee is like the commissioner wants you to win or something. Like there's something going on.
No, it's the Jordan rules.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yes, it is the Jordan Rule. 215-592-9494. Do you want the Eagles to get Myles Garrett if it costs him Zach Bond? Brian and Drexel Hill might have inside information. Brian, you're on WIP.
Oh, are you stealing my thunder like that, Mike? No, it's okay. Love what you guys do. Listen every day, so keep it going. Yeah, I think I have some insider information on Myles Garrett for you guys.
Okay.
Fritz, hit me with the breaking news.
Huh?
Buzz.
Breaking news.
So, my sources have told me that they've been helping Myles Garrett look at homes in the Swedesboro, New Jersey area.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Fans of sources. This is what we live for.
By the way,
city.
That's going to be near us, Ike.
Wow.
My new home is near
yes.
Swedesboro. Ike is near Swedesboro.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, boy.
We're not on the same block with Myles Garrett, though.
No, Dad. I imagine a different block. He could probably have my whole block, I think, Myles Garrett with the new. Wait a minute. Now, Brian, we've heard these reports before. Now, this sounds like LeBron going to Jordan Malvern prep.
Yep.
You know, where do you get this in? You don't have to tell us the name, but where do you get this inside information?
The individual that was helping him actually look at the homes is the one that told me.
Wow. Now,
Hold on. Did I hear this on the midday show?
No, I didn't call the midday show today.
Good.
Not today you didn't. I think it was yesterday or the day before.
I don't care. It's our report now.
Okay.
Now, this goes in Eagles Insider of the Year candidate.
Yes.
If this turns out to be true.
If the Eagles get Myles Garrett and he lives in Swedesboro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the longest running bit in radio, right? Is people calling up and saying he's buying houses?
Yeah.
Well, now here's
looking
the thing.
Looking at houses?
Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in Jersey and you want to be near South Philly or whatever,
yes.
That area of Jersey is the right area of Jersey, right?
There's no doubt about it.
Shoot across the Commodore Barry right up 95 and
you're right there. You're spoken like true South Jersey.
Listen, I don't want to draw attention to the area, but sure, there are others who live in that area that would also be players.
Yeah, well, we want attention drawn to the area because the more people that buy homes, the more the value of our home goes
point.
Up.
That's a good point. I just don't want nobody knocking on my door.
That's right.
Yeah, I won't say exactly where you live. General South Jersey area. Well, Brian, this is great news. It's interesting that he'd be shopping for a house before he even gets traded. He's not even a free agent.
But think about it this way, though.
Things are in motion.
They are in motion.
Well, because, he probably thinks he's going to be a Commander, an Eagle. He's got
one of the others,
He could at least start exploring,
right? He can live in Swedesboro and be a Commander.
Sure.
Just shoot down 95.
That's a little train ride.
All right, Brian, thank you for the info.
Man, PA was just starting to heat up, too, and get some athletes back in the area. Like Saquon moved over here.
Too hard to buy in Delco. There's no houses for sale.
I was going to say, there's probably nothing out there.
I tried to look.
I know.
Nothing there.
You and Saquon in the same tax bracket.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, me and Saquon. we've had some Sixers news this week. And
mostly bad news.
Mostly bad. And Stephen A. weighed in on that Sixers news with a potential little scoop. We've heard nuggets of this before, but when Stephen A. says it's a little bit of news. Why don't you hit that, Buzz?
Josh Harris, the owner of the Sixers, is also the owner for the Washington Commanders. Who's a co-owner in his group?
Magic.
It would happen to be Irvin Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And if you Daryl Morey, I don't know whether it's true or not, but if rumors are correct that Josh Harris told you he was leery on giving Joel Embiid a max extension, and you said, Daryl Morey, it had to be done. If those reports are true, change is coming to Philadelphia. It's just a prediction. It's just a prediction.
So the first thing is, what does Magic Johnson have to do with any of that?
And probably basketball opinions.
Just, I guess. Yeah. Stephen A. is well connected.
Mm-hmm.
There's not been one rumor anywhere that I've seen that Josh Harris was leery of giving Joel Embiid a contract extension. Right. I've not seen that anywhere. In fact, I've heard sort of the opposite of that. So I think it's possible Nick Nurse gets fired. I think there's a lot of possibilities. I would be stunned if Daryl Morey got fired this offseason. Now, I do think it's possible that we see some sort of Bob Myers advisor role with the Sixers. You know, he's worked with with the Commanders.
Yeah.
I don't know the relationship with Morey and Bob Myers. It does remind me a little bit of when they signed Jerry Colangelo, you know, when Hinkie was already here. But I don't know if they have a relationship. I don't know how Morey would feel about having Myers involved in those sorts of things. But I find it very, 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 very hard to believe that Daryl Morey would get fired this offseason. I don't think that's likely at all. So maybe Stephen A. knows something that I don't, but that part of it, I think a lot of things, a lot of change is possible. That one thing I don't think is very likely at all.
Yeah, I'll trust you on this. We're closer to the situation. I understand Stephen A. has his sources and that sort of thing. But that sounds more like a filling out of a take. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like he's sort of filling his way through, giving his opinion of what should happen versus it being some real source that they gave him, that some credible source. But I will say this. The idea that Joshua Harris, because he does have basketball people in his circle, right, he owns a basketball team. So you have Magic Johnson as a minority owner with the Commanders. Bob Myers is working closely with you. Two guys that have run or been a part of successful organizations. I could see them trying to wiggle their way sort of in there through Joshua Harris saying, listen, I could fix this, or this is what you need to do based on what Daryl Morey is doing with the team right now.
And can I be honest with you, too? And I think that's possible.
And he probably spends more time around those guys than he has Daryl Morey of lately.
I would agree with that as well.
Yeah.
If you're Bob Myers and you're looking for your spot to get back in, I don't know if this is a great spot right now.
I agree. You know, the way things are set up, there's a lot of mess to clean up.
Yeah, not an easy way out of this. It's not as simple as just trade Embiid and get a bunch of picks, because that doesn't exist anymore. It's not as simple as trading Paul George to get a bunch of picks. That doesn't exist. And you can't trade Tyrese Maxey, get a bunch of picks. He's still Paul George. If I am Bob Myers and I'm looking for the next spot where I'm going to take over a basketball team and say I can fix this, this is not a spot where I'd say I can fix it. And I do think the Sixers would look at Daryl Morey and say, okay, we have a mess here. What's your plan?
Yeah.
And give him an opportunity to fix it. I think they think a lot of him in that way. You know, it's basically his CEO that runs the team. It was the same guy that was in charge in Houston. So I just think I would be surprised there.
I agree, because it doesn't look like there's a end in sight as far as a quick fix. I guess I'm looking at it from a from Bob Myers' angle. He just wants to get back in, right?
And
you know, that GM spot is going to come with a nice paycheck.
Yep.
You're back in. You get to call the shots. You get to hire your people. And you know Joshua Harris would give him the leg room to sort of get it fixed. So it wouldn't have to be necessarily a quick fix. He just needs to have, if you're Bob Myers and you're trying to sell it to Joshua Harris, you need to have at least a succession plan from a vision standpoint that you give to the owner.
And if you're Bob Myers, you could go, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that.
You're getting that new building.
Right.
So he would be here, right? When is it supposed to be, 31?
Yeah, well, he could say, hey, I'll have you right by the time the new building gets here. The one thing as well that would not lend credence to it, that in my mind I could get there, would be guys like Josh Harris who run non-sports team businesses, they fire people like this. They go, and it's the same reason they got – remember, when they got Daryl Morey, they had just promoted Elton Brand.
Yep.
But they saw an opportunity for somewhere, and they're just like, go get me that guy. Go. That's what happens in business like that, is they don't – they're not beholden to contracts in that sort of business. So they're just like, go pay whatever I need to pay to get that best guy there, which is what they did with Morey in the first place.
Yeah. But I think Morey's better at his job than Bob Myers.
I think he's got a better track record than Bob Myers.
Like Bob Myers got Steph Curry at 7. Like, I mean, but that's lucky, though.
Well, you have to draft.
He still took him.
Yeah, he still took him.
It's fine.
Now, if we're going to say.
Well, you got to remember when Steph came out, he was. He wasn't Steph yet. You know what I mean? He was a good player, but nobody knew.
Saw that.
At his size, yeah.
And they did fire Mark Jackson, mm-hmm. brought in Steve Curry.
And they drafted Clay.
Draymond.
Yep.
But, you know, we were talking yesterday about what Clippers fans thought of Paul George and to listen to Clippers fans. I can tell you Warriors fans don't worship at the altar of Bob Myers. So, but it'll be something to keep an eye on. You can't have a season that is as disastrous as this one, right, and not expect that they will evaluate every part of the team. I do think that they will give Morey a chance to navigate his way out of it, as he has navigated similar positions before that he's been in Houston without having to bottom out. You know, he went from the Yao Ming era to the James Harden era without a bad team in there. Yep. They didn't have good teams in between, but they weren't bad teams in between. So we'll see what happens. All right. We will continue to take your calls on Myles Garrett. The rumor is from Diana Rossini that the Eagles might let some free agents go and pursue Myles Garrett. If that free agent was Zach Bond, would you let Zach Bond go to get Myles Garrett? Yes. 215-592-9494. And we got to talk some Phil. Spring training is going. We're going to Clearwater next week.
It's hitting season.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. We'll check in with the Phils next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.